Coach, opening statement on tonight.
I mean, super frustrated. You know, we only get one of these a year, you know, and every game is its own week. But, you know, this is one that everybody gets excited about. Right. And, you know, that the locker room is it's probably a sweet spot between, you know, frustration, you know, of not winning the game and not playing better than we played. And then, you know, there were things that happened throughout the game, and really every, you know, area that there were bright spots and things that, you know, we felt better about. Right. And so both things are kind of happening at the same time. You know, you're super, super frustrated. And, you know, guys, you know, taking care of each other in there, you know, it's not pointing fingers and, you know, throwing helmets or anything like that. But I don't know if we've ever gone three games to start a season without, you know, taking a ball away. You know, that's, I think that's just unusual. And then obviously we turned it over on the first play, which makes it tough. So they're a good team. First class, seems like a first class, you know, organization and operation. And I hope that they have a great season.
Questions? How much did the first play change momentum when you give them short field?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you ever, you know, been sucker punched, right? You know, not expecting that, right? And I haven't seen the film yet, but our coaches in the box are just kind of nonstop about it was a tough situation for us. You know what I mean? It's hard to catch a ball if somebody is getting there before the ball does, right? And the ball goes up in the air and they, you know, catch it, then go down and score. So, you know, to give that team a 7-0 lead, you know, isn't good.
One of the keys that you talked about pregame was stay on first down 4 yards or more, able to do that a good chunk of tonight. How were you impressed with how you were able to stay in line with this?
Yeah, I mean, I've got to go back and look at it all, but I don't want, you know, not trying to be negative, but, you know, the our first down of the second half, we did the boot, right? And, you know, an incomplete, had to throw it away. And so we didn't get off to a start. You know, the third quarter wasn't a great quarter for us. And, you know, just think about that. When we had tons of time to think about the call, I was all in for it, you know, boot and whatnot. But, you know, weren't able to, you know, to get at least five into the flat, you know, maybe a bigger play. So that's an instance, right, where, you know, you just put yourself in a tough spot.
There's a play where you guys are down on fourth and you got pushed back and you did like a fake punt. What was the decision behind that?
Probably miscommunication. Yeah. Wasn't a decision to go for a fake punt. It was just a miscommunication.
Looking at the box score, is there any big things that stick out to you for the rest of your season to improve on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, again, taking the ball away. At halftime, we were 2 of 7 on third down. And then at the end of the game, we're 4 of 14, right? So, obviously, we talked about that at halftime. I think we had some tougher third down situations in the second half. I mean, some due to the penalties and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, we certainly don't want to be, you know, 4 of 14 and 1 of 4 on fourth down. So we had 461 yards of offense. You know, we left points out on the field. There was some really good things. We rushed the ball at times well. We threw the ball. You know, we played a different version of our front and cover. And, you know, basically had three opportunities to get ready for that. And so, you know, we're going to look at that. But I didn't think there were some positives, how our guys have responded to some of those changes. You know, we, again, give credit to K Kentucky. It's a really good team. They rush the ball, you know, really well, play good defense, man. And so we're, you know, going up against a tough opponent. Things aren't going to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.